Has anyone ever told you that if you keep frowning, your face is going to stick like that?
My grandmother. She's Miss Sunshine, always looking on the bright side of things, even now that she's 98 years old. It's rather extraordinary. Seems to me there couldn't be much to be happy about at that age, except that you're still alive, I suppose.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Research shows that whether a person is an optimist or pessimist is related to their quality of life, including their physical health. The subjects involved first took personality tests in the 1960s, and then 30 years later they completed a follow-up assessment of their health status. Researchers found that not only did the optimists from the 1960s report better physical and mental functioning 30 years later, but that optimists also live longer, on average, than pessimists. It's hardly clear that there is a causal relationship between optimism and health. It could be that they are related to the same underlying gene complex or set of mechanisms. Still, it sure is tempting to surmise that it's partly your grandmother's positive attitude that has kept her alive this long. It may actually be possible that a lot of what my parents have been telling me for years is true. If you think positively, good things may happen to you. If you think negatively, then you may doom yourself.
They also say that a positive or negative attitude can be contagious. If that's true, I guess I ought to spend more time with my grandmother. I'm not getting any younger.
Can I come too?
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from William Timberlake in psychology. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.